Happy hump day. Hopefully you can hear me a lot better. I've gotten microphones to podcast now, and wanted to make sure that people can hear me loud and clear, especially when it's windy outside. But anyways, I just wanted to do a quick little podcast note memo to everybody to listen to JB Hixton's latest podcast. The movie that Michelle and Barack Obama did, Leave the World Behind, with Julia Roberts. I think, I don't know who else is in it. But anyways, that movie has a lot of signs in it, a lot of predictive programming. Like he says, the world needs to get down to about 500 billion and or 500 million or 500 billion in population. I think 500 million. Pay attention to the Georgia Guidestones. Remember, that was a manifestation that they did. They wanted that to come true. And they're really hoping with the kill shot that helped. And a lot of those were done in different batches. Again, listen to JB Hixson, because this is not just something that I'm saying. A lot of everything that I say is I heard it somewhere and I'm repeating it, hopefully to warn others, to wake up others. Like my good friend Nick said, we don't care if people think we're crazy. We're just trying to help and wake up people. In elementary school, I don't know if you guys ever played that game where you're on a raft and you have five life jackets and you have like six people there and you can only save five people. Five people, and you all go through, like, one's a doctor, one's a lawyer, one's this, one's that. Like, that's what America, that's what this world is going to come to. They're going to decide who is a viable candidate to create, a carbon footprint. Like, who's worth a carbon footprint? In Canada, they already have euthanasia. You can go to decide to kill yourself. That should only be something that God decides, not any man. But this world is getting worse and worse and worse, and all the signs are there. We really are waiting for Jesus's return. It's sad that, the Jewish people did not believe that he came already. They're still waiting for the Messiah. Jesus did not come to rule the world that first time that he came. He came to save us from sin. He came to give us peace. So the only way you can find peace is by being truthful, honest, and finding Jesus and, glory is him that came in the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. And again, we just pray that our Jewish brothers and sisters find Jesus and are no longer lost. Because the closer and the faster that happens, maybe Jesus will return faster. Even for those people that hate me for whatever reason it is. I pray for them too. Because, like I said before, I can't imagine how it is to have secrets. If you truly love someone, you do not have secrets for them. It's how sad it's like when someone's hiding secrets. It's like, that they don't love the other person. Because they would never start something off with lies. And I pray to God every day to take away my trauma and all the hurt that I have in my heart, because it's not something good to carry. It's like poison for your soul. And I mean, it just is. It's poison for your soul. But with that being said, happy Hanukkah, seventh day of Hanukkah. And I want to go ahead and read today's prayer. I believe today is the 13th, right? You got to know Jesus. 2 Peter 1:1-11. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. That's 2 Peter 3:18. In the Genesis, in his book, The Call, it says O.S. Genesis, in his book, The Call, tells a story about Arthur Burns, chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve Bond during the 1970s. Burns, who was a Jewish man, became part of a Bible study held at the White House at that time. One day, those in the group listened in surprise as Burns prayed, "Oh God, may the day come when all Jews will come to know Jesus." But an even bigger surprise came when he prayed for the time when all Christians will come to know Jesus. Burns hit on a profound truth we all need to wrestle with. Even if we claim in the name of Jesus Christ, it may not be evident to others that we really know him. Do we have a personal relationship with him? If so, are we striving, praying, and working to know Jesus more intimately each day? Peter, a man who knew Jesus well, said that the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord will bring us multiplied grace and peace. 2 Peter 1:2, knowing Jesus gives us everything we need for a godly life. And knowledge of Jesus will help us develop character traits that show the world that we are connected to him. Can you honestly say, "I know Jesus better today than I did yesterday"? This is from Dave Brannan. The better you know Jesus in your heart, the more the world will see Jesus in your life. And that's one thing I do every day. You know, that's why I have so many personalities, because I am changing every day, thankfully. LOL. Because I pray every day and I hope I become more and more like him. And, you know, you can talk to him anytime. Anytime you talk to him. God sent the Holy Spirit down here to be with us. And that's the only thing that will bring us peace. Barak Hashem Adonai, Maranatha, brothers and sisters, I pray for all of you. Lilas.